Is this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, buffaloes, bears, argallies, ferrets, any other mammals, mallards, or other birds. You should all be pissing off and going elsewhere for the winter anyways. Frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. Stupid geckos. I mean, you run out of things to say about just how awful the geckos are. But their awfulness expands and expounds beyond mere words. What words can it tell you about? But yeah, geckos suck. I hope they all die. Anyways, are all God's horrible, horrible mistakes gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the Overcoming. You should know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. As I say every week, if not, shame on you, losers. You can catch yourselves up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Well, it's Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. Well, on Monday, I suppose. Of course, my pet human works from home, so I asked her, when do I get a stat holiday away from her? When do I get a holiday away from you, Georgie? I say if she works from home normally, well, then on the stat holidays, she should go work somewhere else. Just show up at a random office building to make up for those who aren't showing up to the office building who otherwise would be, because they're staying home. You know, just leave me a big bowl of fruit treats, a wad of cash, small bills preferably, and the TV remote. And we'll both have fun. Well, okay, I'll have fun and you'll be at work, but who cares really whether Georgie has fun or not. Anyway, so it's Thanksgiving. For what? Iguana didn't want to live in Canada anyway. Iguana wanted to live in Los Angeles, where it's warm. But see, Iguana... Okay, when I left my native Colombia, I hitched a ride with a shipment of cocaine. Unfortunately, the retarded chimps brought me and the drugs to what was supposed to be Los Angeles, but apparently they can't read a goddamn map because Iguana ended up here in stupid, pissy, rainy Vancouver. You stupid humans can't be. And you, how do you take your drug shipment to the wrong freaking country and not get shot? I hope their bosses had them all flayed alive for that mistake, because I've been paying for it ever since. Anyway, you know, in Los Angeles, they do Thanksgiving in late November. You want to know why? Because it's still pleasantly warm there in late November, so they have a reason to be happy and thankful. You know how warm it is in Los Angeles today? 33 degrees Celsius. Granted, that's a bit on the warm side even for us iguanas, but still. You just make your pet humans move house, including you, to Santa Monica, because there's a breeze off the water there and it's perfect weather year-round. Not too hot like 33, but definitely not freaking cold or anything like that. Always perfect iguana weather in Santa Monica. And, you know, it's close enough to LA. They can just damn well sit in the car and commute if they have to work somewhere other than Santa Monica. Anyways, you want to know how warm it is in Vancouver today? Trick question. It's frickin' freezing cold in Vancouver today. 15 degrees centigrade in Vancouver today. That's like refrigerator temperature, I swear to God. And my stupid chimp, Georgie, refused to light a fire in the fireplace again. I have the heat on, Zomo. It's so warm in here, I have to wear shorts and tank top. You don't need a fire. Bullshit. The floors are chilly. and then I walk across them and my feet and my tail get chilly. Stupid chimp. Also, I would point out my butt's a whole lot closer to those cold floors than her butt. I'm a lot shorter than she is. Anyways, and then she tried to tell me, go put on one of the little wool sweaters I knit for you. Screw that. I got rights, chimp. And one of them rights is the right to wander around my own damn house. Well, I mean the house I live in. Whether my name's on the deed or not, that's not important. Nine-tenths of the law's possession, you know, all that jazz. Anyway, I got the right to wander around in my own damn house as naked as the day I hatched from the egg I was laid in. I don't want to wear any sweaters. Those are for braving the elements when I have to tag along somewhere with Georgie outside. The inside is supposed to be pleasantly warm all the time. I eat like the goddamn fire, Georgie. Well, and she tried to say, well, you should bundle up in a blanket. She tried to point out that the last time we were at that stupid home scent store, I insisted she buy me this bright grass green blanket as if that has to do with anything. So I made you buy me a blanket. That doesn't mean I have to use it. I want to wander around naked. Because after all, you know, iguanas were basically the only species that can do that without offending the eyes of God, you know. Being that we were made in God's image and whatnot, and as opposed to like when the monkeys and the, well, you know, any of the monkeys, humans, chimps, bonobos, any of those, when they get naked, that's an affront against everything decent because, you know, God made them as a horrible drunken mistake and he didn't put all that much of a good job into it. But anyways, I kind of digress. The point is, I didn't want to bundle up in a stupid blanket. Well, she wouldn't do anything, so I took matters into my own hands, and I hollered for my frog slave, Hoppy, to come and throw a log into the fireplace and light it up. Well, Hoppy came, and Hoppy got the log thrown in there all right, off of the wood pile in the little brass whatever thing next to the fireplace, but then Hoppy stares at it blankly and says, okay, Messiah, I got the log in the fireplace. When does it light fire like? Well, it doesn't do it on its own, Hoppy. You have to set it on fire.
Ooh, but there ain't no fire in the fireplace already, Messiah. Is there another fireplace I should set it on like? Yep. Where should I put it to set it? To get it to be on fire?
I guess amphibians don't quite get the process. Or, you know, the brains are kind of damaged, so they only think of the word on as like a literal on top of, as opposed to, well, so anyways, fine. I've seen enough episodes of What's-His-Face Bear Grylls on the Discovery Channel to know that you rub a couple sticks together and that's how you get fire. So I grab a skinny twig from the wood pile. I start jabbing it against the log. Nothing. Not even smoke. What the hell? Wasn't working. Well, Georgie seemed to think this was all very funny. Well, it wasn't. I shall severely punish her for thinking it was funny. Someone's gonna get their eyebrows narrowed off in their sleep later tonight. Oh, yeah. I don't care if it's way past my bedtime. I will set my alarm and I will get up and I will nair that bitch's brows. I will. I'm telling you. See how she likes going to Thanksgiving dinner with no freaking eyebrows. All the other monkeys going to think she looks, well, I was going to say funny. They all look funny, but I mean funny even by monkey standards, not just, you know, universal beauty standards. Anyway, efforts to get the fire going obviously weren't getting anywhere, and then to add insult to injury, the chimp said, well, I have to go to the spa. She was going to go get a mani-pedi. And she was leaving with the fire still unlit. God damn it. So, Iguana tried to phone Mr. Heidel, the neighbor guy, to come over and light the fire for me. But he didn't answer his phone, and Hoppy went and looked over the fence and said he wasn't home, his car wasn't in the driveway. Crap. Well, next up, I phoned Mrs. Churchman. She lives next door. She's always talking about fire and brimstone, so, I mean, hey. But, of course, I being Sunday and all, there was no answer because her and her brood go to church to pester Jesus on Sundays. As if Jesus hasn't suffered enough. But anyways, I already knew that our other neighbors, Dave and Bob, were out of town at some, I don't know, orgy sex festival thing in San Francisco, so obviously they weren't going to make it back to light the fire on time. Well, that's when things got desperate. I even phoned Technical Support Monkey, but no answer on her goddamn cell phone. Well, then I kind of remembered, what's-his-face, that dude she likes has a gig last night, so I guess she was too busy playing skin flute to answer the goddamn phone and come light the fireplace for Iggy. Well, either that or maybe she didn't get to play his skin flute and thus was busy wallowing in self-pity in a Costco-sized tub of butterscotch swirl ice cream. Point is, like most chimps, she was completely and totally useless in my moment of need. No way in hell was Iggy gonna call and ask Georgie's retard ex Wilhelm to come over and do me any favors. Can't stand Wilhelm. So the only thing left to do was what I eventually did. I called Georgie's mom to register a complaint. Well, Grandma didn't come over to light any damn fire either, but she seemed to be sympathetic to my suffering. And she promised me that I could have some apple pie filling tomorrow when they're all eating stupid turkey. So I guess I'm going to get some form of compensation at least. Something to make up for the fact that I had to suffer through being in a living room that was a mere 23 degrees Celsius. Anyways. Yeah, the world sucks this time of year. I'm going to do the only rational thing and head back upstairs to bed, tucked up in a nest of blankets on top of my heating pad, with my heating lamp aimed at my general direction, but I'm going to be, like, tunneled under so the light doesn't bother me while I'm going back to sleep. And Iggy ain't coming back downstairs or speaking to stupid goddamn Georgie the rest of the day. I ain't interacting with Georgie at all this weekend, I don't think. Until tonight, when she's sleeping and it's Nair time. Shit, I hope she's not out of Nair. That would screw things up big time. Yeah, you can't Nair their eyebrows and melt their face hair off if they don't have the face hair melting goo in the... God damn it, I hope she has Nair. Otherwise, I'll have to send Hoppy out to fetch some somewhere. I don't know. Or I guess I'll just pluck the hairs out of her face one by one. Yeah, problem with that, though, is then... Eventually it annoys her and she wakes up and stops me. But maybe I'll get an entire... Maybe I could get, like, one eyebrow removed before she wakes up and stops me. That would be kind of even funnier. Because she'd only be missing the one eyebrow. Anyways, I'm going to bed. Screw it. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. And as I always say, if you're a rotten pet monkey... And they're all rotten, trust me. There's no such thing as a good human. There's just humans, and they're all rotten. But if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, Nair their eyebrows off, or just pluck all the hairs out of their head, whatever works, and then go to my website, ZomaTheDestroyer.com, and you can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever, from my own website, and the monkeys won't know at all. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Bye.